Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Sounds like you've been working with people in the community about organizing a Crime Stopper unit.
We had a community meeting just recently, attended by over 30 community leaders, and had a presentation by the Iola Police Department, their officer who is the liaison for their Crime Stoppers, which unbelievably has been in existence up in Iola since the 1980s. Crime Stoppers nationwide started in 1976, and they have hundreds of chapters around the United States. Each one of those individual chapters is their own 501c3 nonprofit organization. And I believe now in the history of Crime Stoppers, over a million arrests have been attributed to those organizations working with the community to develop crime leads to solve crimes across the U.S. One of the brick walls that we occasionally run into here in Parsons on some of our felony crimes has been the fact that people have not stepped up to the plate to actually be witnesses so that we can solve the crimes. The system is based on a partnership. 26 officers are not the ones who are responsible for all crime prevention and solving of every crime and everybody's problem in the city of Parsons.
You mentioned that this is a 501c3 organization.
Donations would go to several things. Number one, there's the meat and potatoes. You have to file the paperwork for a 501c3, create a corporation. That's a few hundred dollars. There's membership fees to the National Crime Stoppers to the tune of like $300 a year. But the big cost gets down to paying rewards for viable information that lead to the arrest and conviction of bad folks who do bad things in our community. That's really where the bulk of the money goes. Additionally, Iola is an example. They have two wireless Crime Stopper kiosks. One is located in a bank. One is located at their Walmart. And those are screens that literally show wanted people, crime alerts, information on crimes that they're looking to solve. And you can also use your phone to go up to those, and it opens up a page for a person to make that anonymous report. There's a national call center in Texas that takes care of all of these Crime Stopper tips from across the United States. And then that anonymous information gets sent to the right law enforcement agency and Crime Stopper group.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.